Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. I would like to go on to the news of the day, such as the fact that China has built an aircraft carrier, while our doofus defense secretary tells us we have nothing to fear, while our president continues to permit the economy to melt down while moving us to the post-American empire that he so dearly has imagined ever since boyhood. But I'm afraid I cannot leave the story that is plaguing most people with an intellect in America, which is the strange case of Congressman W. And the reason is that Congressman W.'s case is the first of its kind that I know of in history. So far as I know, because of the situation of the internet, this is the first case of a prominent federal congressman, meaning someone on a national level, who has imaged a picture of his penis to the world and is still in business. Obviously, the man is gravely mentally ill who needs help. And as you well understand, and then send it around the world, is not mentally sound. He cannot even appreciate his need to step down. This is classic mental illness. He lacks the ability to make wise choices with regard to his own life. How can he make wise choices for the people of Brooklyn and Queens? You cannot have a logical conversation with a person like this. That is why liberals are so dangerous. Because their idea of right and wrong is blurred. They have no idea about right or wrong. For example, listen in a moment to an interview with the congressman that was conducted on the run today in the streets of Manhattan. The man, if you look at him from the New York Post, is acting as though nothing has happened. The leadership in his party has told him to step down. Now, I want to ask you a question. Women only, do you think Congressman W. should be forgiven? Women only, have you had your spouse do that to you, what the congressman did to his wife? Men only, do you forgive Congressman W. and why? Therapists only, and this is an interesting question for me. Therapists, are you having people call you with sudden anxiety reactions because they are afraid they will be exposed as a result of the Congressman W. scandal? Why do you think most people with intelligence are obsessed with the case of Congressman W.? And I'm going to ask the general audience some questions. Has Congressman W.'s exposure affected you emotionally in some way? Has it affected your dreams? Are you obsessed with the Congressman W. scandal? Do you think it's worth talking about anymore? Are you frustrated by the low level of intelligence in most of the talk radio and cable TV news shows? Do you listen to both Savage and National Public Radio? You're listening to NSR.
You're listening to NSR, National Savage Radio.
Yes, we return now to the five stages of Congressman W. on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 1-800-449-8255. The psychological situation is quite amazing here. Psychologist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross outlined the five stages of grief as denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. We don't know if he's even feeling the first stage, because I don't think he has any grief. He's in denial. He says, I feel fine. This can't be happening, not to me. He doesn't believe it's real. He does not believe this is real. He thinks that because he got up there and did a mea culpa, it's now behind him. He doesn't realize the world believes he's a mentally ill individual. Do you understand this? Let me put it in a personal context. I have a friend who called me this morning very early, and he never calls. He only emails. He deals in email. He's a mature man, very intelligent, PhD, who owns a fine luxury car and very little else in possessions. He lives in the mine, not so much in possessions, but he cherishes his luxury car. He called me and he said he had a nightmare last night that his luxury car was taken away from him. So we both laughed. I said, this is like the dream of walking around in high school without your pants on, right? He said, yes, yes. I said, do you have any idea why you had a dream that your car was taken away from you? He said, no. I said, it's because of the Congressman W scandal. He said, how do you put that together? I said, because many people who I would say are members of the intelligentsia, for want of a better word, I would not say that this case of Congressman W is affecting the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, nor Rush Limbaugh, in the same way it would be anybody with an intellect of any magnitude whatsoever. They're terrified in some ways that their innermost secrets will be stripped away from them and displayed to the world, or their most prized possessions will be taken away from them. That's how deeply the Congressman W situation has affected people. And I'm guessing now. I'm giving you my feelings about it. How about your feelings? Huh? Let's go to Tamara in Wisconsin, first caller of the day on the Savage Nation.
I do believe that Representative Wiener can be forgiven because it is about forgiveness, however, but I think he should go.
But what do you mean by forgiven by whom?
By everyone. I mean, he can be forgiven by his wife. That's her choice. I'm not a constituent, but if I were, eventually I could forgive him, but I would never trust him again.
Well, don't you think his behavior is a very bad token of what goes on in Congress?
But I think that it's...
How do you compare this to the congressman from upstate New York who resigned within an hour of a picture of his bare chest being shown on the Internet? How do you work with a man whose penis is displayed and he doesn't even understand how disgusting this is?
I agree. Completely agree.
I mean, but doesn't it show he's mentally disordered?
Yes, it does. He's sick. He's got a problem, obviously. I think he needs to man up.
Well, why doesn't Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats show that there's some integrity in the Democrat Party and move to throw him out? Didn't Pelosi say that when she took over, she was going to drain the swamp?
Because there's not.
Nancy Pelosi said when she took over, she was going to drain the swamp. I guess the picture of Wiener is not swamp worthy, and she thinks that this pervert should stay in office.
Well, I don't trust her either.
You know, this is the first case of its kind in history that I know of. Of course, there have been sexual scandals, but the magnitude of this case is overwhelming. That you have a sitting congressman who, never mind, comes on to women on the Internet. Okay, that may go on. But sends a picture of his private part to women, and he's still in office. That's the part I'm talking about. That he doesn't even have the self-respect or the consciousness to understand that the world is laughing at him, that he's crazy.
Yeah, I you know, to be perfectly honest, Michael, I think he does know, but I think he is such a megalomaniac that he doesn't care.
Well, guess what? When we come back, we're going to play a one-minute sound clip gotten this afternoon in the streets of Manhattan by the New York Post. You're going to listen to a very ill man. In a moment. You're listening to NSR.
You're listening to NSR, National Savage Radio.
Savage.
Could you just tell me what you're going through now?
Look, I've betrayed a lot of people, and I know it. And I'm trying to get back to work now, and try to make amends to my constituents, and of course to my family, of course.
Where are you headed today?
I'm going to go back to my community office, try to get some work done.
That's where you're headed now?
I don't know whether to tell you or not, but yes.
But you said you're not planning on resigning.
I'm not.
Are there any more pictures out there that are going to come? That you think are going to come forward?
As I've said when I spoke at the press conference on Monday. That I, you know, exchange inappropriate things with people, and I think that I've now got to deal with those consequences. But you know, I was completely honest on Monday after I hadn't been for a while.
I'm sorry. What was that? That last part?
I said I was completely honest on Monday after I had not been for a while.
What about your wife and the pregnancy? How are you feeling about that?
I have no comment on it.
You know if it's a boy or a girl?
See you soon.
You're listening to NSR, National Savage Radio.
So he's in the stage of bargaining right now. He actually thinks that because he got caught with his pants down, and then he was forced to acknowledge that he got caught with his pants down after lying about it and getting angry. Now he said because he told you after he got caught that it was him, everything is now behind him. This is something a child does. He thinks it's over because he wants it to be over. Again, he is projecting a fantasy upon the situation. Denial, anger, bargaining, the first three stages of loss. But he's not yet through here. He is going to be thrown out, in my estimation. And if he isn't, well, good for America, because it will affect the Democrat Party in ways you cannot even imagine. They, perhaps, are so disconnected from the realities of the electorate. I mean, let's go back to last October. There was a revolution at the ballot box, if you remember, in November. Do you remember there were 60 or 70 seats that were held by the progressives that disappeared? They're still in denial. They're no different than him. Do you remember what happened last November? They threw out Obama's agenda. The people said no. Every poll is showing Obama represents a very small minority of the electorate in this country. The Democrats are in as much denial as this guy is. So I say either way, the people will benefit. I think this is God's will. I actually think it's God's hand to save the country from the phony progressives. Because there's nothing more dangerous in this country right now than the phony progressives. They're the most dangerous group that has ever seized power in this country because they own the media. What do you think they stand for? Do you actually think they stand for goodness and fairness? You are mistaken. They stand for a fantasy. They believe in a globocratic version of John Lennon's Imagine, as Daniel Greenfield of the Canada Free Press wrote today. No more governments. Only one single world girdling the entire globe. But what these foolish utopians have never realized is that this vision is not universal. This can only occur from a Western liberal country or a mindset. Do you actually think the Arab world is going to embrace this new world order, one world government, and follow the rules? Of course not. Do you actually think that the fools on Turtle Bay in New York City are going to run the world? Do you actually think that these utopians who visualize a world administered through international law are going to have their way? And that because they pass UN covenants on human rights, which are signed onto by the worst offenders on the planet, who do not change things in their own country, you think that they're going to eliminate the borders of the United States of America and the mores of this nation because that's what they want? No, it's not going to happen. It will not happen. It will never happen. And I believe that this is God's will. I believe Anthony Weiner is actually enacting God's will here by showing us the true face of progressivism. Here is a man in total denial. The world of thinking people. I'm not talking about the average schmo in Queens, New York. I'm not talking about the average idiot woman out there who will put up with this. I'm talking about people with any sense of self-respect. They see what a progressive liberal actually is like. 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. New York City, WOR. Anthony, your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, what I see in this congressman is a total fulfillment of the wretched TV programming and media, you know, sex sell. So they should be applauding this guy because he's doing exactly what they want to feed all Americans. So, I mean,
So he's a victim, in other words.
The Democratic Party should be jumping up and down doing jumping jacks because he is their total fulfillment. This is where we're heading.
No, but I'm saying Congressman W was a victim, in other words.
No, he's a poster child of the society that they want to create. They want to create over-sexualized human beings that, you know, have no restraint. So
I agree with that for sure. But doesn't it tell you that he's mentally imbalanced to not even understand what he looks like to the world?
We're going to get more of these lunatics.
All right. Yeah, well, that's progressives for you. Indiana, Jane, your opinion. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, not only is Wiener off the rocker, but so is his wife. If they believe that line that I don't have any meeting anybody and I only do this here, they're crazy. My ex-husband did basically the same thing. I caught him. Oh, no, I'm not doing this. It's only in fun. It's innocent. And the next thing I know, he not only continued to do it, he bought a house, a second house, and brought one of the women that he was communicating with this sick stuff with to that home. We were married 28 years. So if his wife believes that he is just innocently doing this and he hasn't met anybody, she should.
So in other words, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm. And then another thing, we had a president, and I did like Bill Clinton very much. But when we accepted what he did in the Oval Office, that was the turning point for America on the way.
I agree. Bill Clinton was perhaps the Caligula of our time, who turned America's morals upside down and made it acceptable. You know, I know a man who was from Ireland who had lived here for a while and used to go back there. He said after the Clinton scandal, because Clinton got up and said oral sex is not sex, he said there was an epidemic of oral sex amongst young girls in Ireland. Who said it's not sex? He destroyed the morality of the Western world. Do you know that?
Yeah, the teenagers a few around that same time. Remember those colored bracelets that everybody wore, and they were supposed to be for charitable things and stuff.
Yeah,
well,
what was it?
To whatever color this bracelet was is what you were doing sexually.
I missed that phase. I didn't know about that. Damn. All right. Thank you for the call. 1-800-449-8255. I dreamed that I lost my dog last night. That's how it's affecting me. I mean, I cherish him. He's innocent. I looked at my dog after the show yesterday. All I could think of is how innocent this little guy is. You look at the guy stretching and rolling over and looking at you, how totally helpless and innocent this animal is compared to how disgusting we all are as human beings. I mean, the fact is, well, whatever. You're listening to NSR. Hey, you know, there's a lot of news out there. Gingrich campaign, the entire top echelon of Newt Gingrich's presidential campaign resigned today. The entire upper echelon walked out on Newt Gingrich. And this is an amazingly big story. You knew he was unelectable. He was totally unelectable. He was a retread, like a white wall tire that was retreaded, that was brought back out from the junk heap and, brushed over. But, you know, you say, well, why would he run? It's all the money. Don't you understand how this works? Do you have any idea how much money he's raised? Gingrich has raised more than $52 million for his nonprofit policy group that can legally accept unlimited donations. $52 million for his American Solutions for Winning the Future. Do you think he's going to give that back? He's never going to give that back. So it's a nonprofit. What does that mean? He can spend it any way he wants, as long as he doesn't spend it on personal things, I suppose. But the fact is, he couldn't win from day one. It's all about the money and increasing his visibility. That's all. My books outsell his books. I'm not running for anything. I mean, I knew he couldn't win. I knew it was all about the money, and I knew about ego. So the entire top echelon of Newt Gingrich's presidential campaign resigns today. That's an astounding political story, incidentally. But it doesn't have the Q factor that the Wiener story does. It doesn't emotionally grip people the same way. There's no Q factor, as we say in radio. People say, what does Q factor mean? Q factor means emotional factor. You have to understand something about radio. If you can't provoke Q factor in the listeners, they're going to leave you on mass. You got guys in radio who talk policy day and night, and no one listens to them. You've got to be able to grip people emotionally, and I'm telling you, the story of Congressman W. is an emotionally gripping story, not solely because he's a sicko who refuses to even see that he's sick, but because it ties right into the entire progressive Democrat machine that has destroyed America's underpinnings and wants to take us down as a sovereign nation. This is not just about him. It's about everything that this progressive SICKO stands for. And what does it tell you about the caucus, the progressive wing of the Democrat Party, that they won't even remove him from office? It tells you that they're out of touch with the people. And by the way, that's good news in a way, because they're going to lose another 70 seats in the next election. They're likely to lose the presidency with the progressive president that we have, who's so ineffective. The fact of the matter is we're a long way from that, though. So we have to live with this for quite a while. And that's why we're still amazed by this. And I'm asking you some questions. I know people who are obsessed with the Congressman W issue. And the question is, why do you think people are fascinated or obsessed with this case? It's a very important story, by the way. It goes well beyond one sick congressman. And that's why I'm asking you to call with your reactions. As a woman, do you think he should be forgiven? Or have you had your husband do to you what Congressman W did to his wife? How has it affected your life? Or if you're a man, has his scandal affected you emotionally? I also would like to hear from therapists again today. Have you had emergency calls from people who are having anxiety reactions from this for fear that they will be exposed? I don't know. I'm just trying to tap into something that I think is going on. I believe that there are people who are affected by this emotionally. It's like he's stripping bare everybody's persona, this guy. Yes or no? I don't want to talk about the Bilderberg meeting. I mean, what are we going to say about it? Okay, what's there to say? Okay, culling camels. There's nothing to say about that. I mean, there is a big story. There's a big story that New York and the West Coast is broiling, but that it has nothing to do with man-induced heat on the earth. I don't think you understand that there is evidence from 2010 that a big portion of the sun exploded and that the solar flare from 2010 has affected our climate quite dramatically. But you can't tell that to a guy like Al Gore, who got a D-minus in natural science. Again, there's a man who is involved exactly like Congressman W. Remember, Bill Clinton got caught with the masseuses. Do you remember that? He didn't go to jail. His wife left him. But he didn't get disgraced by the true believers. They still go to his conferences and stand up there in awe like the Holy Grail is being presented to them with his fraudulent fake science. Because there is no science. It's just belief, a belief that we're bad. What man does is bad. There is no God. There's no universe. It's only man. They're like flat earthers, these global warmingists. Wisconsin, Terry, you're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, we have to remember that forgiveness doesn't come with the debt. If it did, everyone would do whatever they want to, whenever they want to.
Wait, say that. Forgiveness doesn't come with what?
You know, to do whatever he wants to and get forgiveness. Too many people confuse.
Right. He noticed what he said today to the New York Post reporter. He said, I was honest on Monday after not being honest. It's all behind me now.
I was dumbfounded.
So, in other words, he believes simply that he got caught, then he denied, then he expressed anger at reporters. He called the police on a CBS reporter last week. Then he got outed. Then he said, I was lying. Now he thinks it's behind him because he admitted that he was lying. He doesn't even understand there are ramifications beyond admission.
He reminds me of a three-year-old child that learned to manipulate his parents, and he was so good at manipulating them that he just got by with whatever he wanted to forever.
And yeah, you know, you're right. It's probably the mother and father who did this to him. They created a monster. No, the parents. The parents in Brooklyn did this to him. They probably patted him on the head no matter what he did and said, you're a good boy. You're a good boy. You're good. They brought him up, in other words, like a Spock child. Like a Dr. Spock monster is what Anthony Weiner is. In other words, you can never do wrong. You're only good. Only teach them positively. Never criticize the child. Never ever tell him he should be ashamed of himself. And this is what you get. You get behavior like this. Mary in New York on WOR, what do you think?
Hello.
Mary, go ahead. What do you think about this?
Yes. Well, I think, first of all, I'm from New Jersey, but I think he's a very sick, egotistical man. But I'm very concerned that we had an incident. I live in a small town in northern New Jersey. We had an incident 2 weeks ago in our middle school where an eighth grade girl had sent a picture of herself to two boys in the school. It was all over the news. My grandchildren happened to attend that school. And the police came in, and they were trying to tell them the ramifications of what all this sexting is now.
Yes.
On our, you know, computers, the cell phones.
Yes.
And whatever.
Yes.
I think it is disgusting that this man is all over the newspaper. I mean, what a...
And there are no consequences to showing a picture of his penis to the world.
Exactly. And what are we showing our young people?
We're telling our children that their amorality is the norm.
Exactly. Isn't this nice? And coming from a congressman.
A congressman, right. Now, I got to raise the issue to that of parents who may have children. I would say that if you're in your 20s and have no children, you can't even see what this is. You can't even understand this is a bad thing because you're part of this amoral generation. You don't even understand this. But let's say you have children, which changes your perspective on the world. And a teacher, your child's teacher, was outed for having sent a picture of his genitalia out to women or whatever. Would you want that person in your child's classroom after that? I don't think so. So how could you want this man to be your congressman? Well, you probably would say, I'm right. But the Democrat Party is so bereft of morality and sense or common sense themselves that although some of them have said he should step down, Rendell has said he should step down, a few Southern senators have said, congressmen have said he should step down, by and large, there's been a vacuous reaction from the Democrat leadership, from sitting Democrats. They know it's wrong, and they also sense that it's going to be bad for them at the polls, but they're gambling. They have a Faustian gamble here that it actually will be good, that it actually will be good for them with the younger audience. This is how demented the Democrats are. They actually believe that the younger audience is going to like Anthony Weiner for this and that it will draw more young people into the party. I'm telling you, this is a calculation on the part of Dianne Feinstein and the other so-called leaders of the Democrat Party who themselves have no shame whatsoever. Sacramento, Lori, your opinion. Go ahead, please.
And, you know, what you just said is part of my point. Our standards of well behavior are absolutely in the gutter. This man should not have the option to resign. He should be fired.
Yes.
If he resigns, he's going to walk away with his pension for the rest of his life. And
yes, 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 1,000 times yes. There should be immediate congressional movement to throw him out and deny him his pension. Then we'd have faith in Congress. That they protect the institution. But it just shows you how debased the institution is. Here you had, who was the fellow from New York who was caught stealing and not paying taxes and not reporting a condominium? Rangel. And he's still there. He's on the House Ways and Means Committee.
That is right. And it is wrong. Men of power, not all men of power, I cannot categorize all of them into this. However, a lot of men that are in power think that they are untouchable with their actions, and that is wrong. He should be removed with no...
Yes, but that's if we had a Congress that had any sense of reality. Apparently, they're so disconnected from the people and could care less. They don't even care what Weiner did. They could care less. This guy, because he's a progressive, could literally get away with worse than this, and they would do nothing. But I think that's actually good for America. I think it may motivate the women of the country to finally stop their love affair with progressives, and they may wake up to the fact that the old-fashioned concept called family values still has a resonance somewhere in America, and that, yes, they don't all do it. And yes, there are some senators and congressmen who do, in fact, represent family values. Unfortunately, none of them are found in New York City or in New York State or in California. New York WOR. Dennis, your opinion. Go ahead, please. I hit the wrong button. I hit the wrong button. Okay, Richard in New York on WOR. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. Okay, so I'm in the United States military. And I'm also a leader, and we take an oath, and we represent values and morals for our country every day. And this man does...
Yeah, and if you, God forbid, anyone in the military was caught doing this, I understand they'd be court-martialed, by the way. I was told that yesterday.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
And this vermin, this low-life worm, Anthony Weiner, actually has power over the military, and he has no ramification, no consequences for this behavior. How could he then get up in front of a military man and tell him anything?
You know, sir, I'm in my 20s right now, and when a private who's 18 goes to Afghanistan, they represent the United States of America in Iraq, in Afghanistan, or anywhere in the world. But this congressman, who is from Queens, can represent me in the 20s when I'm in the military, and he is 40-something, and he's doing these childish college acts. It's despicable, and it's disgusting. And that's why members of the military, we think it's a joke sometimes. We laugh about this because you can't believe a leader, someone that you voted for, and, you know, of course I vote Republican.
All right, if he was in the military, he'd be court-martialed and fired. Thank you for your service to the nation. There's so many callers, and there's so many different ways to look at this. Yesterday's show was amazing when we had the therapist calling, the psychiatrist in particular, that I can't let this go. There's a new story just came out on Drudge. Hillary Clinton denies claim that she wants to become the president of the World Bank. Reuters sources say Secretary of State has discussed leaving post in 2012 to become the head of the World Bank. Can you imagine this? I see Bill Clinton running the UN and Hillary Clinton running the World Bank, and that's the end of the world as we know it. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.
We are contemplating one of life's big questions. That is correct. The Congressman W. scandal goes to one of life's big questions, which is, are there any family values anymore? Do they matter? We know that a lot of the kids are sending naked pictures of themselves to each other, and they think it's okay. But now we have the issue of a sitting U.S. congressman doing so and getting away with it without any consequences whatsoever. So therefore, is this worth talking about? You betcha. That's number one. Of course it's worth talking about. Where are we as a society when a sitting U.S. congressman could not only, let's say, flirt with women on the internet, if you want to put it in that benign sense, but then the picture of his private part gets sent around, and it doesn't matter how it happens, and he has no shame. It doesn't matter to him. Al in Tennessee, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I kind of have an opposing viewpoint. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
Yeah, I kind of have an opposing viewpoint that I kind of really haven't seen expressed or heard expressed in the last couple of days. You know, I'm 23. I'm kind of from a slightly younger generation. And I don't really see a whole ethical issue just in the fact that he showed a picture of his genitalia. I don't see how that's an immediate call for dismissal.
That's right, because you came up in an amoral time. You have no idea of morality. Do you have any idea what morality is?
Well, I mean, when I...
That is, I have no idea who you just mentioned, but the fact of the matter is you're a fake caller, and thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. New York City, WOR. Catherine, welcome to the program.
This is definitely a gift from God, as you said. I believe so. And this Mr. Weiner is definitely miscombobulated. He's mentally ill. But
yes.
In my opinion, it's induced not only by the media, the music that goes on, but that aphrodisiac, the blue pill. This is causing mental illness with young boys, old men, even women. Although they say that these drugs do not affect women, yes, they do. Pharmaceuticals are known to cause all kinds of reactions and mental.
Well, this has changed society, where you have men over a certain age who in the past would have been into a senescence phase of their sexuality, who are behaving as they did when they were 17 years old. If they are married, it destroys the marriage, because the woman is not in the same phase. She is out of the phase with the man. She doesn't have the same exact libido that the man does, so he doesn't know what to do with it. But this guy is a young man with a gorgeous wife. That doesn't explain his behavior.
It's mental illness, Mike. It's mental illness.
Well, no, he is ill. And the illness is exhibited not so much by sending a picture of his schmeckle around, but by the fact that the world has seen this, and he has no shame.
When you're off your rocker, you have no shame. You're mentally ill, even for a moment. For a moment, he's mentally ill.
He has no shame. He thinks that because he got caught and he admitted he got caught, that it's now behind him. He can walk forward because his parents raised him like this.
I don't know about that. If his parents raised him, I don't go that far. I just say I'm a nurse. It's a chemical imbalance that is induced by drugs.
So you say that the Viagra kind of has affected his mind? I mean, he's...
Cialis. Which a lot of programs like your...
Bob Dole is still peddling the little pill?
Exactly. Well, he did from the beginning. That's all it needed. It needed a reputation, a clean reputation. This is...
Yeah,
so-
but wait, let's not get carried away. It's saved a lot of men's lives and a lot of marriages, too. I mean, let's look at the good side of it.
Oh, Michael, but everybody's body is...
Wait, I think you're lumping... You're mixing apples with oranges. There's no evidence that Congressman W... was taking Viagra or Cialis when he sent a picture of a schmeckle around, is there?
Well, I'm hoping to God that if it was so, that he discloses this. This is why I think it's God's intervention, as you said.
Well, I don't know about... I think that the only good news here is that this is the face of progressivism. We now see the face of progressive liberals, and we understand what it really means. It's the equivalent of amorality. Not immoral, amoral. There's a huge difference, by the way, between immorality and amorality. Wiener is an example of amoral behavior. He has no concept that this is what it is. He doesn't know what is. He doesn't understand that he should be ashamed because he has no shame. Because his parents said, you're good, you're good, you're good. Tell him, you're good, you're good, you're good.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
This is Dr. Sigmund Savage. Today we're going to discuss the five stages of Congressman W. As a matter of fact, the DSM is going to debate a new syndrome, a new psychological syndrome, entitled the Congressman W. Syndrome. The W. Syndrome is noted for its five stages. The first stage is denial, as we saw with Congressman W., he denied, denied, denied. Of course, this is not limited to sexual scandals. As you well know, the Democrats use denial, denial, denial in virtually every case. In the second stage of the W syndrome, we see anger. Anger boiling over. Congressman W is well known for his anger. So are most of the Democrats who have constant righteous indignation syndrome. In the third stage of the W syndrome, we have what is known as bargaining. Bargaining. I think we saw the bargaining during the press conference where the congressman said that he accepts full responsibility, of course, without consequences, as in the case of all Democrats. We are yet to see the fourth stage, which is depression, and finally the fifth stage of acceptance, where he will go to work with Elliot Spitzer on CNN or perhaps on Fox News as a perfect companion to Scarface. So we see denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance as the full spectrum of the Congressman W. Syndrome. Okay, you're listening to NSR.
You're listening to NSR, National Savage Radio.
Now, it's 102 degrees today in Washington, D.C. at Reagan National Airport. And, of course, the fools without any credentials whatsoever in science, other than the sham belief in global warming, will say this proves that there's global warming. Of course, it was 106 degrees on August 6, 1918. It was 104 degrees back in September 7, 1881, before Henry Ford invented the car. It was 104 degrees August 7th, 1918, et cetera, and so on. So, therefore, don't try to convince Democrats of the truth that soaring temperatures have something to do with sunspots rather than with human activity, which is not to say I like pollution. I hate pollution. I'm one of the most fanatic avoiders of air pollution you've ever met. Most of my life has been spent on environmental causes and running away from pollution. That's why I left New York many decades ago, always seeking good air because I have very sensitive lungs. I also have a very sensitive psyche, and I'm aware of the fact that we have a sitting congressman who has been found to be mentally disturbed. The world knows it, but Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, and the other oh-so-outraged Year of the Women women have little to say whatsoever. Remember when the women came to power in the 80s? We were told we'd have a more moral House of Representatives and a more moral Congress. I ask you, were they telling you the truth or were they lying to you? They're basically the same thing as men, only they're just women getting away with the very same game. So what's the forecast? And I don't mean the weather. The forecast is this is good for America. The longer Anthony Weiner stays in office, the better it is for America because people will wake up to who the progressive National Socialists actually are. I'll take your calls on this or any other topic on the Savage Nation right now. Washington, D.C. What's your take on the congressman situation?
Well, I just want to talk about men and women, and I do believe that a society is only as great as its women. And I think women are way more powerful, and we need to stop this behavior with the men and the boys in this country and our culture by setting some higher standards. Look around at the women. Look at the mothers trying to be like their daughters, dress like them, act like them.
Well, the mothers are on drugs as well. You go to a mall and you see women dressing like their 13-year-old daughter. They want to be their best friend instead of their mentor and their mother. I see that. But the mothers are drugged also.
And women,
the mothers are on medication. Why do you think they're behaving like that? I'm not going to solve that problem right now. Believe me, I can't fix this problem. All we know is we have a mentally ill congressman who says he has no plans to resign. You got to see the video from the New York Post. I put it on michaelsavage.com. And he says the scandal is not reason enough for him to step down. He looks just like Fredo in The Godfather, the picture that they got of him. Don't play it, but he does. There's much more to this than meets the eye. Ohio, Gino, you seem to see the big picture. Gino, how do you see this situation?
Hey, Michael. I take issue with the people who say that what he did doesn't affect his ability to do his job. I think even Weiner himself has said that it doesn't affect his ability to do his job, which I think is bogus, because what he did bespeaks an incredible lack of judgment, an incredible lack of intelligence, and just also discipline. You know, if we want the people in our Congress or in our government to be leaders and great men, I think most of the great men in history have been disciplined men. I think great artists have been undisciplined, but great leaders have been disciplined, you know?
Well, I disagree with you on the artists. I think the great artists are very disciplined, only they pretend to be undisciplined. Let us say this. You want to get into the art situation. Great artists are all highly disciplined in their work habits and in their work and in how they work and how they're dedicated to their work. But the fact of the matter is the pseudo-artists, the fake artists, the academic artists ape the dissipation, the bohemianism of artists and think that that's the norm. The fact of the matter is that's not the norm of great artists. But that's a separate issue, okay? You know, we can argue this and show examples from either side. We're not going to get anywhere. What's on michaelsavage.com? Let's go to the news. Bottom of the site. Critics sue to stop Nevada black bear hunt. This is an animal story. In Lake Tahoe, they're going to have an animal hunt. They're going to kill bears. And the people at Lake Tahoe are more afraid of the bear hunters than of the bears. It's a very interesting story that you should look at. Dog that inherited $12 million dies. Hotel Queen Leona Helmsley pampered her Maltese and gave it, left $12 million to care for it. The dog has died. Kill a camel to stop global warming. The proposal would allow sharpshooters to earn carbon credits for shooting camels in Australia, of all places. Let's see, what else do I have on michaelsavage.com? FCC agrees to take the fairness doctrine off the books. Thank God for the Republican Party. This is really great. There are other great stories up there other than the Wiener story. Gingrich aides resign en masse from campaign. It's long overdue, but where's the $52 million that he raised going to go? You know, there's a limit to... You know, I don't like the hypocrisy of Congressman Wiener, but I never liked it in Newt Gingrich either. It's why I'm despised by the Republican establishment. You look at my book, The Political Zoo, I was merciless in my treatment of Newt Gingrich. It wasn't just simply anti-Democrat in The Political Zoo. Supreme Court allows in-state tuition for illegals. What a sad story that is. Medical Pot Collective splits retirement community. You know there is no such thing as medical pot. It's a complete and total fantasy. Medical pot was a scheme created by George Soros to legalize pot, first in Arizona and California, in order to legalize a pot. Now, I would say that there's a good argument to be made on both sides of the issue of legalizing marijuana from the point of view of incarcerating people, but not from the point of medical usage. There is no medical usage of marijuana. The only usage of marijuana that is medically advisable would be to use a non-smoke-inhalant version of it, which is Marinol, because the smoke itself is carcinogenic. Any doctor knows that. Any researcher knows that. And to believe that there's such a thing as medical pot, it's open the door to drug dealers in your neighborhood. Okay, that's all. And I'm going to get the pot callers now. I understand that. This is part of the problem with Wiener. It's not that I'm accusing him of using pot, but I'm saying that it's all part of the same mentality, where they believe that marijuana is benign. It isn't benign. It's the most dangerous of all drugs because it's an entry-level drug, which has children believing that because it's natural, it's good for you. That's like saying cocaine is natural. Is it good for you? Heroin's also derived from a natural product. Is it good for you? Strychnine is a natural product. Is it good for you? So when you hear it's natural, it doesn't mean it's good, but that's something, again, that takes a little knowledge. And so, therefore, here we are. And this goes back again to the congressman. The congressman was raised in the age of Dr. Spock by liberal parents from Forest Hills, New York, or Brooklyn, New York, excuse me. I don't mean to confuse the two. Who no doubt said to him, if it feels good, do it. If it feels good, do it. And so there was a concept for 20, 30 years in this country that if you expressed your sexuality, no matter how you expressed it, it was healthy for you to let it all hang out. That somehow by holding back any feelings that were sexual of nature would be harmful for you. That you'd get a disease if you didn't masturbate immediately. You'd get a disease if you didn't sext immediately or text immediately. And so now we see the final end stages of that insanity. This is a symptom of a much larger problem, which is why we can't let it go. And if you care to comment on any of the stories I've mentioned, I would like you to call the show at 1-800-449-8255. You're listening to NSR.
You're listening to NSR, National Savage Radio.
Savage.
Hello, everybody. Please have a seat. Have a seat. Welcome to the White House. And congratulations to the Auburn Tigers.
There you go. There's your president at work. He's working hard. No jobs, a burnt-out economy, a fourth war, and he's welcoming the Auburn football team to the White House. You talk about someone who's trashed the White House. Does it get any lower than this? I hope not. We have nowhere to go but up after the Obamas are thrown out of the White House. We can only go up from here. Sacramento, Mark, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, Michael, I was just wanting to say that I'm 37 years old, and I feel like we were the last generation to have any type of moral fiber left. I feel like the new generation coming up has no moral fiber. I don't know if it's whether it's a computer or whether it's the Internet or what it is, but you can cheat on your health care now because you don't have to do face-to-face anymore. You don't have to fill anything out in person. You can do everything, you know, behind the scenes. And I think it's really affecting a lot of people.
I hear you on that. Rep. Anthony Weiner says, I won't resign. We've been talking about that. And yet we have a fourth war. We have a burnt-out economy. We have no jobs, no new jobs unless you want to wear a hairnet or a name tag or another kind of funny hat. And we have a president welcoming a basketball team to the White House. Does it get lower than this? Can it go lower? I'm afraid so. Yes, it can get lower. And what is the media fighting for? Sarah Palin's emails as governor. The vermin in the media are salivating over Sarah Palin's emails as governor, not salivating over Anthony Weiner's, lewd photo sent around the world. And this shows you why we have the government media complex problem that we have. So have we exhausted this topic or not? Or would you like to go on to some of the other topics? There's other news, you know, they're boring. I admit that they're boring. I don't know what the media is obsessed with the Casey Anthony case. I watch it, and I don't understand it. This has gone on for 6 months on CNN and headline news. I don't understand their obsession. Who watches that? Who cares about that? Apparently, people do. But then people watched Oprah Winfrey. I never watched her once in my life. I've never watched the late-time comedians in my life. Of course I've scanned them. I know who they are. I never watched their show. But apparently there's a big America out there that watch things like that, and they're not interested in the Weiner thing. They're interested in other things. So perhaps I'm out of touch with the world according to America. You know, I admit it. I mean, I see things a different way. Father's Day. Is that this? Is Father's Day this Sunday? No, I don't even know when it is. Both of my children are out of the country, so that's a wash. I don't feel good. I had chocolate for lunch. I had a terrible, terrible... I went down to the... I'm in San Francisco, so I went down to the... I love this place. They have a ferry terminal here. It's like a Pike Street Market. All sorts of stores, bakeries, and butcher shops, and this, and restaurants. I kind of like the hubbub. And I swear I never eat chocolate because I'm really disciplined with my diet. I craved sweets, but I don't eat dairy. So I went up to a chocolate stand, and I said, do you have any chocolate that doesn't have any dairy in it? He said, oh, yeah, this one does. I ate it. I am so sick from it. I have a headache. Every joint in my body hurts. Little did I know that chocolate promotes uric acid, which provokes gout-like reactions or arthritis in people. I mean, you look at foods with uric acid production. You know what I have to live on? I have to live on pineapple, papaya, blueberry juice, and vodka in order to never have another pain. It's not such a bad diet when I think about it. If I could just drink vodka and blueberry juice and live on papayas and pineapple, I might live longer altogether. You look at foods that actually promote uric acid and cause swelling in the joints. It's virtually everything I like. Shrimp, beer, bread. Even oatmeal, which I really don't like. I never know why. Every time I eat oatmeal, I feel a little sick. Oatmeal promotes uric acid. Would you believe it? It's pretty interesting when you look into foods. And as much as I thought I knew about foods, there's things you never know about anything that you have to learn as you go along. And your body is a pretty good teacher, incidentally. Which brings us again back to Weiner's body. Everything brings us back to the sick congressman, by the way. You're listening to NSR.
You're listening to NSR, National Savage Radio.
Hey, It is the Savage Nation. Look, one of the biggest losers, in addition to Wiener, is Andrew Breitbart, because he's lost all credibility whatsoever. For him to go on the radio show, the Shock Jocks, and hold up a picture of it, of the penis, and say, oh, I didn't know they did it, I'm mortified by it. Who is he fooling? The man has never had it so good. He said he's mortified. This is a complete breach of our arrangement that the photo would not be made public. I would say shame on you, Andrew. You know, I don't know whose ethics are lower, yours or Wiener's, but, you know, I don't like blackmailers. I don't care what side of the aisle they're on. To me, blackmailers are blackmailers. I'm sick of it. You know, this is not a holy thing to do, what you just did to this guy, and then pretend you didn't do it. You're a muckraker, just like that character in L.A. Confidential. Feh. I only hope that someone doesn't do to you what you just did to him. That's all I pray for, Andrew. You better pray there are no pictures of you running around. John in Florida, welcome to the Savage Nation.
First, I'd like to comment on the NSR introduction. Hilarious. I almost went off the road when I first heard
it. Yeah, I came up with that today, and Beowulf and I came up with it. I said, you know, I think I've got a lot of NPR listeners who listen to my show, as evidenced by all the psychiatrists and therapists who called yesterday. And I said, I'll bet you I have the biggest crossover audience in radio from NPR to the Savage Nation. So I played with that today. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, it was perfect. Where I live, I only get two stations mainly. One of them is NPR, and the other one is the station you come on. So during the commercial breaks, I flip back to see what the other.
That is great. Yeah, no, I'm hoping to confuse the liberals, since most of them are on drugs. They may actually think they're listening to NPR.
It could work. I would like to comment on the caller earlier, who the 23-year-old who said that it's not that big of a deal what the Wiener did.
Yeah.
I'm 21 years old, and I find it disgusting that that is what is representing my country. Unbelievable.
Yeah, look, if it was a regular guy, we wouldn't even be talking about it. The reason it's a scandal is that he's a sitting U.S. congressman who has authority over the U.S. military, where it would be a crime or an event punishable by court-martial. How can he have any authority over a military man after this?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the fact that everybody else in the world has seen this, and, you know, they pay attention. They think we're hysterical because of things like that, and we let it fly. That's the worst thing.
Well, when you got Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont calling for him to go by Wednesday night, and he still won't step down, this indicates that he's bargaining right now for a bailout of some kind. He's staying where he is in order to get some kind of monetary payout or a job with a media outlet or a bank or something. Because if he loses this job in Congress, what is he going to do for a living? Who would hire him?
Maybe CNN? I don't know.
No, well, of course, that's the obvious joke. You go to work with Elliot Spitzer. They seem to specialize in the junk heap of the media. They get all of the junk that's left over. I understand that. But I believe he's bargaining for the best deal he can get right now with the party leaders. Look, stupid they're not. They understand he's going to drag the party down, and he's now the poster boy for progressive values, so to speak. And this can be used against every Democrat who's going to run in any election for the next year forward. If the Republicans had any brains, they would use it. They'd make him the poster boy. But I doubt very much that they will. They could have done it with Nancy Pelosi and her values. They didn't do it. So I'm not that optimistic about the Republicans. That's why I'm an independent. If Congress had any integrity, they would get together and they would throw him out. They'd have an immediate hearing and throw him out and say, we do care, there are values, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and I think we've covered it. I'm not going to do any more of it unless he's gone by the end of the day or he's gone by tomorrow. You know, it's already summertime. Most people are thinking of vacation, going on vacation. There's a heat wave on the East Coast. And here we have a sociopath, a clear and present danger to our national security, sitting in the House of Representatives. How we have gone from the Founding Fathers to this degenerate is incomprehensible. Dennis in New York, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir. You just made my point about, well, I feel that the issue is no longer about Anthony Wiener. The issue is about Congress in general. And if they don't unanimously get together and demand this man go, throw him out,
right,
all they're doing is they're telling the American people that elected him, elected them,
that they condone lying, that it's an acceptable form of behavior.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so far, Dianne Feinstein, who's the biggest phony in the history of the Senate, all she said was no comment, basically. The year of the woman, you hear this? How does this look for women who come on as holier than thou, who are sitting there and saying nothing about this man's despicable behavior? I got to remind you, we had a Republican who was seen to have sent a picture of his bare chest that was out within an hour of it being exposed. How could this man have the audacity to stay there? And I just touched on the answer. All liberals are known for their audaciousness. Isn't Obama an example of audaciousness? Didn't he write a book called The Audacity of Hope? It's all about audacity. It's all about in your face. It's all about audaciousness, audacity. Look up the root word. And it's also Dr. Spock. This man was raised by two liberal parents, probably in Brooklyn, who said to him he could do no wrong. He was the darling of the household. He could do no wrong. Okay? Sacramento Phil, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. How you doing today?
What's on your mind?
Happier than usual. So I just had a comment about gout and uric acid. We were talking about it about 10 minutes ago.
Cherry juice.
A little bit.
Cherry juice. Okay.
Cherry fruit extract, yeah, in pill in a capsule form.
Yeah, I don't like the. I do drink. I did get bottles of cherry juice without sugar. I have to get the tart cherry juice because I don't like the regular cherry juice. It's too sweet.
Yeah, it's in a gelatin capsule. You take two of them in the morning and two at night.
I had enough with the vitamins. I don't want any more capsules. I'm going to drink cherry juice. But they make a just tart cherry juice. It's very good for reducing your uric acid levels. I save many people with the very well-known established remedy from the 60s of kidney stones. People who were going to go in for surgery when I told them to get that it wasn't cherry juice, it was the cranberry juice, but not sweetened, diluted cranberry juice. It is undiluted, unsweetened cranberry juice. You drink that for a day, you'll probably break up your stones. I saved several people from surgery when I was in a nutrition practice. Little known, not respected by the medical establishment because there's no money in it. But guess what? It works. So, California, Nick, you're on the Savage Nation.
Don't believe that we should call him sick.
All right. Have a nice day. Val in New York, welcome to the Savage Nation on WOR. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, it's a pleasure. I just wanted to say that I really believe that this is just a symptom of a much larger problem that I've observed during the course of my lifetime. And it has to do with the fact that it seems as though every time a large enough group of people can't reach a standard, rather than educating or helping that group to reach that standard, we just keep lowering standards. And I think it's gotten to the point today where the youth of America and people even in and Wiener's age group, I think, just believe that what they do is there's really nothing wrong. They almost can't do anything wrong at this point.
Right. They've been trained by their parents and by society to not be judgmental. And that started with the whole liberal modality. Don't be judgmental. So they think we're being judgmental without understanding it goes beyond this man's judgment. He is representing not only his district, but Congress itself. To the world. How does the world look at this today? Do they have any idea how this is viewed in the Muslim world? Has anyone asked what this does in the Muslim world? Have any of the vermin in the media who always tell us every day how the Arab street sees our behavior? Why don't you ask how the Arab street thinks of this man today? Where's Anderson Cooper, that degenerate bum, today, talking about the disgrace that he has brought upon the U.S. House of Representatives? Where's that phony who brought the Arab Spring to our faces? That lying bum, he should be thrown out of office, and that bum on TV should be thrown off the air. That Anderson Cooper gets me crazy. Do you remember during the riots in the Middle East what went on, how that stupid man, Anderson Cooper, ran around excited? Like he was in heat, running around. Oh, they're wearing dungarees and they're blackberries. It's the young people he was talking about. That deluded fool from Los Angeles. Were there consequences for Anderson Cooper's insanity and stupidity? No! Are there any consequences to this man showing a picture of his penis to the world? No! The government media complex. Liberalism is a mental disorder. It has polluted and destroyed the entire country. And it threatens to bring down the borders, language, and culture of our nation. It goes well beyond one man's crotch. Do you understand this? But for me to try to explain it on an AM show is almost impossible. So I'll have to do it in my next book, which I'm working on at the same time. the post-American world, the new world order, where there are no nations, no more citizens, just one big happy family of people on the earth. Whether you're living in New York, Shanghai, or Calcutta, we're all one giant international family. Is that a beautiful image? Guess what? This worldview of communism, soft communism at first, but it will be hard communism eventually when people don't comply with it. This worldview of communism promulgated by the Clintons, by the Bilderbergs, by the bankers, by the New World Order, by the Democrat Socialist Party of the USA. This New World Order and Anthony Weiner are one and the same. Do you understand this? I'm trying to give it to you in a simple way. It's very hard to do. I understand this is polemics. I get it. But if you want to see the detailed version of this, pick up any one of my best-selling books. I would say even trickle. I would say the poverty book says it all. I would go back to Liberalism as a Mental Disorder. All these books sold very well. There are a lot of people who have read them. My novel coming out in September, Abuse of Power from St. Martin's, is going to shake the world. I can guarantee it's going to rock the world. That book will rock the world because it's a story. It's a fast-paced thriller coming out in September from St. Martin's. The liberals are going to be green with envy. Michael Savage wrote a novel? He can't do that. Why, we control the world of fiction. That's a liberal thing. Isn't fiction a liberal thing? What are they going to do when it's in a movie theater in their neighborhood? By Michael Savage. Based on a novel by Michael Savage. Why, that's a liberal thing. We control the arts. Everything that comes out of Hollywood has to show only one perspective. America bad, church evil, family passé, military evil, police evil. Well, what if you have a best-selling book that shows the opposite? And it's bought in 15 different languages. What are you going to do then? Well, we'll find out what happens in September, whether that actually happens. 1-800-449-8255. You're listening to NSR.
You're listening to NSR, National Savage Radio.
Savage.
You know what we're talking about here is common sense. Here's a man who has no common sense, and yet he's in the legislature. He legislates things such as global warming issues, science, military, police issues, domestic violence issues. And the man is not only a deviant, but has no common sense. Anthony Weiner would say to us that we should all buy little cars, small cars, because it's good. They're good for the environment. A report just came out saying SUVs are safer than ever. Drivers of SUVs are among the least likely to die in a crash and are far safer than those in small cars. Came out by an insurance industry-funded safety group. Death rate for SUV drivers dropped way by 66%, dropped way down. While drivers of small cars, the death rate went up. And here we have a government telling you you must buy a small little electric car in the future. Without any regard to your safety, without any regard to your survivability, the survivability of a small car, they're telling you again what your common sense says is wrong. Americans equate size of cars with safety, right? That's common sense. Go tell that to Obama. Go tell that to the EPA. Go tell that to Anthony Weiner. They're going to continue to push their agenda. And it's the same with regard to the man's perverted behavior and getting away with it. Pelosi is showing herself to be the biggest fraud that we've known her to be. Here's a woman. This is a woman, a grandmother, with an Italian grandmother with a wonderful family, and she's not outraged by Weiner's behavior. Dianne Feinstein, another grandmother with daughters, doesn't have a word to say about this. She's not outraged by the behavior. How can you have any faith in these women? How could you ever vote for them again? I'm trying to talk to you people in the liberal area of California. How could you ever vote for these women again when they failed you like this? Especially women. But I know I'm talking to a stone wall. I know you're so blind that you'll say, you know what, they're still Democrats. You know what, they're better than those evil Republicans. I understand you're blind, deaf and dumb. There's no way to talk to you. No way to talk to you. Missouri Jen, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
right, Michael. I have been a subject of the same thing that is happening right now. As this story was breaking, two men had sent me photos of their penises, not Anthony Weiner, but two men from a Facebook page, okay? And I'm going to tell you what it is to be a subject on this side of it versus what Anthony Weiner, because we've already heard Anthony Weiner's side of it, okay? But as a domestic violence counselor and everything that I stand for, it is insulting, humiliating, and it's shameful, because then I have to explain this to my little brothers who are in their 30s who have families that are...
Well, you mean you're a domestic violence counselor and people send pictures of their private parts to you?
Yes. Yeah, and you know what?
Are you telling me that that's not illegal? You telling me that there's no laws against this?
I don't know, but I had it reported to where I live in Hollister, Missouri, and the police officer said, you know, I mean, and the man did threaten to assault me, so that carries a lot.
All right, so we don't know if it's even illegal to send a picture of your schmeckle to somebody. Sacramento, Polly, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I just wanted to tell you that Feinstein and Pelosi's silence on the whole wiener issue is disgusting. I'm a stay-at-home mom with four kids, and women like those two, they turn up their noses at women like me as if...
Well, how about Hillary Clinton, the big woman's rights advocate? Where is she on this issue? What is she hiding over there with the World Bank all of a sudden? How come she has nothing to say, the great leader of the Western world?
Exactly. And these women, they turn up their noses at stay-at-home mothers who are doing the real work in this nation. And the fact that they're silent on this issue, they're...
Well, you wouldn't vote for them anyway, and they know that. You see, here's the secret, dirty little secret of Pelosi and Feinstein. They actually approve of this behavior. Their constituents approve of it. You don't seem to understand it. That's why they're not saying anything. Their base audience literally approves of this behavior. There's nothing you can do with Pelosi and Feinstein and Boxer. We've known that they've stood for this kind of behavior. Of course they would look the other way. 1-800-449-8255. We've talked it to death. There's no question in my mind that Homeland Security should be involved in this. They should be investigating Anthony Weiner, because if he's done this, what else has he done? You heard what I just said. The Department of Homeland Security should be investigating Anthony Weiner's emails right now. The FBI should be investigating Anthony Weiner's emails right now. He has committed a crime, as far as I am concerned. Is this a crime to send a picture of your penis on the internet or not? Apparently it isn't. Okay, I think we've covered this and covered it and covered it. How can this man get up in front of a congressional hearing on military action, military behavior, military appropriations, when any military man who would do a thing like this would be court-martialed the next day? How is this possible? We are way past the age of Caligula. We're in a new age of a meltdown of the United States Congress. The ratings were at 9% before this scandal. They'll be in the 6-7% range if the ratings were taken next week. How can anyone trust a congressional body that has nothing to say to a man like this? The answer is, they can't. But this is what you get when you vote progressive socialist liberalism. This is what you get when you vote for national socialists who want to take everything up to the national level, socialize it, have the government run it. National socialism is evil. National socialism is perverse. National socialism is deadly. National socialism will kill all of us. There's much more to this than meets the eye. It's not just about one sick congressman. It's about a sick body of Congress with the inability to police itself. This is the Savage Nation. Again, I think we have exhausted this topic. There are other big stories. We're in a fourth war in Libya, and the president is entertaining a basketball team in the White House while Hillary is traveling, wanting to become the president of the World Bank. You're listening to NSR.
You're listening to NSR, National Savage Radio.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. We'll be right back.
America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
First Chinese aircraft carrier revealed. We're looking at Wiener's Wanger. And a top Chinese official for the first time revealed that the growing Chinese military will soon launch its first aircraft carrier. Hooray! Isn't that nice? The Pentagon has been aware of Chinese ambitions to build not one but multiple aircraft carriers as part of an effort to modernize its military force, a spokesmouth trader for the U.S. Department of Defense said today. The 990-foot, 67,000-ton carrier is being constructed in the northeast port of Dalian. So there it is. It took an army of workers 5 years to transform the Soviet-era hull, which was initially bought by a company with ties to the Chinese army, who claimed they were building a floating casino destined for Macau. Chen's assistant chief said, "All of the great nations in the world own aircraft carriers, so we need one." The carrier revelation comes at a complicated time for U.S.-Chinese relations. Earlier this month, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said that military relations between the two countries are now on a more positive trajectory. In May, a report out of Washington, D.C. think tank predicted a new stealth fighter secretly developed by the Chinese and rarely seen. The day after that report came out, ABC News revealed that Pakistani officials hinted that China wanted to take a look at the top-secret U.S. stealth helicopter that crashed during the raid that killed Osama bin Laden May 2nd. Isn't that interesting? Pentagon spokesmouth said, "We remain concerned about the lack of transparency from China of the force projection and anti-access area denial capabilities it is acquiring. But we're not worried, because the relationship between the United States and China is very, very good," said the trader from the U.S. Department of Defense. So there it is, first Chinese aircraft carrier revealed under Barack Hussein Obama. What else is in the news? Well, how about global warming? The East Coast is broiling today. Why? Is it from man-made heat? NASA reports an entire hemisphere of the sun has erupted. The U.S. Space Agency now admits the cataclysm puts existing solar theories in doubt. Did you hear this? A stunned NASA executive says, astronomers knew they had witnessed something big. It was so big it may have shattered old ideas about solar activity. The vast global solar eruption covers a monster portion of the solar photosphere. The whole solar hemisphere erupted simultaneously in an avalanche effect that had been triggered in the tiny solar core and propagated outwards. Vast solar eruption shocks NASA and raises doubts on sun theory. Really? Never would have known that. I thought it was all due to camels that needed to be culled. Or perhaps because you eat meat. Anyway, that's a big story that you won't hear in your newspaper. You'll hear no stories except Palin no good, McCain no good, Republicans no good, Wiener good, global warming real. Did you hear that story or not? NASA reports an entire hemisphere of the sun has erupted. Shocks NASA. Raises doubts on sun theory. How do you like that one? Won't read it you won't read it in your local paper. Oh, no. The monumental solar eruption may finally challenge the accepted theories about how the key driver of Earth's climate actually works, says a solar professor. He said, although NASA seems to be catching up after decades of groupthink, it will be very difficult for NASA scientists to comprehend the sun. Well, this is very unsettling. It also impacts assumptions of how the sun affects Earth's climate. So there it is. Don't tell that to Al Gore. He got a D- in science. Or would you rather talk about gout? Well, if you have gout, you can live on papaya and vodka plus cherries. Just eliminate all of the uric acid-producing foods, such as just about everything you like. That would be meat. That would be shrimp. That would be beer. That would be bread. That would be just about everything you eat every day. So all you can really eat is papaya and pineapple and cherry juice with a little vodka. call it the Savage Anti-Gout Diet. 1-800-449-8255. Let's see what else is in the news. Let's go to michaelsavage.com for these and other stories. What are the symptoms of the day? michaelsavage.com. Top left. Oh, boy. That look, that Wiener, Spitzer, Clinton look. Six faces of, well, Medical Pot Collective splits retirement community. Flotilla photos vindicate Israel. It's now conclusive that humanitarian flotilla participants from Turkey were really not humanitarians, but they were armed. Take a look at the picture. Supreme Court allows in-state tuition for illegal aliens. Gay girl in Damascus may not be real. It's a faker. U.S. intensifying secret Yemen airstrikes. Gingrich aides resign en masse from campaign. Really? Wiener's wife puts on brave face in Abu Dhabi. Democrats push Wiener to resign immediately. But, of course, he's blind and deaf and dumb. FCC agrees to take fairness doctrine off the books. Yay, Republicans. If you haven't yet seen the filthy phone conversations of Wiener, the progressive Democrat, with the Vegas blackjack dealer, it's also filled with violence and hatred towards Republicans. Oh, yeah, progressives exposed. He exposed more than his you-know-what. Dog that inherited $12 million from Hotel Queen Leona Helmsley has died. Court says a dad can paste a daughter's face on pornography. Man plays Russian roulette with dog. Critics sue to stop Nevada black bear hunt. That's at Lake Tahoe. People at Lake Tahoe are more afraid of the bear hunters than of the bears. All this and more on michaelsavage.com. And any other headline that pops up during the hour, you're going to hear it first, right here, behind the curtain. Libyan war costs skyrockets. Alabama governor signs nation's toughest immigration law. What else? Border agents return fire across the Rio Grande at drug runners. Oh, my. They may be arrested by the Obama commissions. You know, after all, they're just protecting the country and their lives. Top Gingrich and campaign aides resign. I don't blame them. I have no idea why they went to work for him. What else is in the news? Oh, everything. Chicago rapper calls Obama the biggest terrorist in the U.S. of A. President makes time to meet with African dictator Ali Bongo. Ali Bongo's coming to the White House. Ali Bongo is coming to the White House. Okay. What else is in the news? 96-year-old woman confesses to 1946 murder. What are the five stages of Congressman W? Well, we're talking about that on the Savage Nation today. The five stages of Congressman W, which we're going to talk about, because there are really five stages that we don't know what stage he's in other than denial. You know what the five stages are? Here they are. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. He's gone through denial. He's gone through the anger. He went through the bargaining, where he said he's going to keep his job. He's not yet gone into depression and acceptance. Okay. All this and more on the Savage Nation. TSA pats down child, little old lady, ignores man in Arab garb. What did I tell you was going to happen in this country? You have faith in the TSA working for Big Sis? I may wake up tomorrow and find out that my dog has been indicted, that they may want to interrogate my poodle and see if he can give the dope on what I really say behind the scenes. For all I know, Big Sis is liable to send the dog investigator to my house and seize Teddy and say, Teddy, we understand you're a member of the DU, or is it the PU, the Poodle Union? We want to bring you in for some questioning, just routine. Don't be frightened, Teddy. We're going to have a special canine interrogation unit asking you what really goes on in the Savage household. Don't worry, though. We have special techniques. We're going to put you on a special dog kibble. We'll get the truth out of you yet, Teddy. Come with us. Come this way to the new DHS, says Big Sis, in the imaginary cartoon of my mind. Natalie in Virginia, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mr. Savage, how are you doing? At the top of the program, you mentioned being at the age of 18, you started analyzing your dreams and subconscious and your idol thoughts. Well, I'm 18, and I find myself in the same, and I was wondering what was the first step you took to put your millions of thoughts.
Sorry, hold it. You analyze your dreams and what? I can hardly hear the rest of it. What?
And your idle thoughts. And I'm 18, and I'm doing the same, and I was wondering what was the first step you took to put your millions of thoughts into action to, like, one day
speak words so powerful they're being banned in other countries.
That's very interesting the way you put it. In other words, how did I marshal my thoughts to reach such a point of prominence that my thoughts are such a threat to an entire nation that they wouldn't permit me to enter the country? That's very interesting the way you put it. What you're saying is it's a badge of honor. This is, you got to understand what I have been is blacklisted. Everything the liberals talk about from the 1950s, McCarthyism, like it's still real to them. They're living like a king of England, like a king. They own airplanes, yachts, unlimited money, but they're all marching around like they personally lost a relative in the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire and that they were banned by Senator McCarthy, Congressman McCarthy. It's fraudulent. I'm the one who's blacklisted right now. I don't give a damn about communists in the 1950s who should have been banned, by the way. That wasn't freedom of speech. They espoused the overthrow of the United States of America, and they plotted the overthrow of America. And every day you hear them, the boys from the shtetl of Brooklyn, talking about the 50s and the blacklist. I'm now the one who is blacklisted, and they're talking about people they don't even know. Why? It's all a shuck and a jive. I'll be right back.
Savage.
We need a couple hours of relief every day. We're all going to crack up from the stress of living under this incompetent administration. We don't know which way to turn. That's the truth. That's what it comes down to. Everybody wants a laugh. Everybody wants just a breather. Yesterday in the middle, like in the late afternoon, I go to a certain place. I'm not going to tell you where it is. And they have Latin dancing. So it's like, you know, Cuban style that I grew up on in New York. But thankfully, thank God, it's come to my home county. It's not late at night with the drug addicts. It's in the middle of the afternoon, which was more typical of how it used to be done and how it's done in Latin American countries. I don't understand is going to a dance club at 10 o'clock at night. Don't these people work? I don't understand it. Who can dance at 10 o'clock till 5 in the morning and go to work other than someone with a menial job? So I didn't go for years. So now this place, I heard a band last night. They were Ecuadorian. They were fantastic. All of the great pachanga, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I hung out there, so I don't know anybody there. I go up by myself and I hang out alone. And a guy comes up to me and he says, loves my show. And another guy comes up, he says, Mike, he's a musician. He said, I'm a retired Air Force officer, lieutenant colonel, blah, 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 love the show. And these guys are all into music and dancing. And some of these people are great dancers. So one word led to the other, and all of the guys started to tell each other that I was there. And then the owner, who's Italian, you know, really got into talking with me about his food, which is Tuscan, which is very strange, the combination, how good the food is, I mean. And he invited me to be, you're not going to believe this in a million years, right, where I'm coming from. He invited me to be a dance judge for next week, at a Latin dance judge. I said, what do you mean? I know what I like. He said, no, I want you to judge the dance contest next week. I said, I don't know how to judge a dance contest. He said, please come here and be a judge next week at the dance contest. I said, all right, I'll be a judge next week at the dance contest. He says, whatever you want, I'll get you a bottle of Dom Perignon. I said, please don't buy me anything. I don't want anything. I come here to enjoy the music and basically be left alone. So that was, you know, was going on, blah, blah, blah. So a guy comes up to me, and he starts talking to me, and he said he fought in the war in Israel in 1967. He was a man, maybe. He must be in his 60s. I don't know how old he is. And he was on the front lines. And he said to me, he comes to a place like this to get away from the world for a couple of hours. He says, you know what? You gotta enjoy life while you can. You know, the old basic stuff we've all heard. In other words, enjoy yourself, have a good time, escape reality with the dance, with the music, with women, whatever, right? But a healthy person can do this and then go back to the reality of their life. An unhealthy person needs the suspension of reality 24/7. So let's say they go to the dance club. Well, then they need to get high. Then after they get through with the dance club, they need to stay high. Then they need to get up in the morning and be high again. Do you know what I'm saying? That's the difference between being able to live in reality and have some fun and not being able to live in reality and going for that fun. So there's an article attached to this. We're talking about people who are drug addicted or addicted on their own ego. And the article came out today. It says, pre-adulthood separates the men from the boys. And it's a long article. It says, once upon a time in America, boys became men when they went to war or started a family. And it said those milestones still hold true. But there's an article out, how the rise of women has turned men into boys. And they say too many young men today are stuck in a stage of extended adolescence. And they'd rather hang around home and choose video games or watch the Cartoon Network over adult responsibility. And he says there simply never has been this large a percentage of single young people with so few family responsibilities and lots of entertainment. And he's talking about what was going on in the old days. And he goes back to the 50s. He said in the 50s, most people completed the transition to adulthood, finishing school, finding their first job, marrying and having children by age 21 or so. But he says, but times have changed dramatically. And he says, my students today, they're going to live, if demographers are right, into their mid-90s. So they look at me and they say, no, wait, get married at age 20? I'm not sure I want to be married to the same person for 76 years. And they have a point. And he says, young single adulthood is a stage of development. It's not going away. So I'm going to ask you a question, because they're arguing that it's very hard right now to get a job. Listen to what they say. It's much harder to find your way into your first good job, says Heimowitz, and takes longer still to move to the next professional level. And then they say, in this new economy, young people will take much, much longer to grow up. Do you agree that that's the reason, because it's hard to find a job? I don't think that's the reason at all. When was it ever easy to find a job in America? When I graduated college, it was very hard to find a job. It was never easy. Nothing has ever been easy. You mean it was easier for your great-grandfather living somewhere in Europe? With 5, 10 children or whatever they had over there, scratching a living out of the earth, it was easier for him. So it's all a lie. There's some other reason that boys won't become men. What is the reason that boys won't become men? Do you think it's because women have turned into men themselves?
Savage.
Todd Lipscomb is an author and founder of MadeInUSAForever.com. He spent nearly 15 years in the tech industry watching Asian countries take American manufacturing jobs. He's on the Savage Nation right now to tell us how the United States can restore jobs and compete with the rest of the world. Todd, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, it's great to be here today.
How did America go from being the leading economic powerhouse in the world to struggling to compete in this global economy? Did it start under Clinton?
Michael, I lived in Asia for a total of 7 years working for an American tech company, so I've seen it all. The second time I was there, I oversaw Asia finance, and I spent a lot of time in China, and I saw the real numbers. And, you know, China's doing everything they can to be the next world superpower, and they're sucking every factory they possibly can out of the United States because they understand to be a superpower, you need to make things. And we've lost sight of that, unfortunately, not only here, but with business and government and individuals, too.
Are we seeing the decline of the American worker?
Yes, absolutely. If we don't do something to address the loss of real manufacturing jobs in the United States, we will see a huge gap where the middle class used to be. Because it's not just about jobs, Michael. It's about wages. And wages are falling because there aren't good jobs anymore. You know, manufacturing has a positive economic effect, much greater than service jobs. We've got to get past this lie about that and understand that to be a great power, we still need to make things. If we look at World War II, Michael, we outproduced Germany and Japan at the same time to win that war, and I really question whether we could do that today.
Well, I think China is our worst enemy when it comes to this. Do you agree?
Well, the real boogeyman in the shadows, Michael, though China's certainly out there, is ourselves, because we are doing this to ourselves. Again, it's Washington taking their eye off the ball completely. It's businesses, like I saw firsthand as an executive. I mean, they've forgotten that they're American, except when they need a bailout. And it's also individuals like us. I mean, we've got to start looking at labels again and understanding that whenever we buy something, we're either supporting a job here in the States or we're supporting a job in China or elsewhere.
Whatever happened to Buy American?
Well, I think that was positive for its time. But if we look, actually, the trade deficit has quadrupled since then. It's ridiculous. What's happened is these giant retailers have of only focused on price and frankly planned obsolescence to try to get us to buy more rather than focusing on America and keeping its jobs and customers, you know, doing well here.
But doesn't the trade deficit have more to do with our importing of foreign oil?
Michael, that's an excellent point. It's about half. They're both terrible situations, and neither are sustainable. We've got to do something about this energy deficit, which, you know, is causing us to shift hundreds of billions of dollars to countries that hate us. But we also have to address the goods deficit, which is causing us to shift hundreds of billions of dollars to countries like China. And then Washington goes and borrows it back to sustain their, you know, continued growth. It's not something we can continue to do as a nation.
Well, does the American worker have any advantages?
Michael, I've been abroad for many years, so I've seen it all. And the American worker is the best. I mean, we are a diverse, creative people when we're allowed to be. And we've got to get out of this funk, roll up our sleeves, and do what Americans do best, which is change things. We're closer to the real market. We can react quickly. And that kind of quick adaption allows us to serve our customers better. We do have a lot of advantages if we'll just step up and take advantage of them.
What weaknesses do workers in other countries show?
Oh, if we look at China, for example, there's a real issue with electricity, for example, switching stuff off, basic services, getting products where you need them to get. Oh, and the chemicals getting into products, Michael, you should see it over there, as I have. I mean, it's no wonder 83 million toys were recalled a few years ago, because their quality control is non-existent. It's ridiculous. And there's almost no worker safety over there either.
Is outsourcing apparently only good for corporations, or do people benefit?
I would say in the long term, it's not even good for them because they're putting their own customers out of work. But, you know, there is a short-term benefit, and that's why corporations head that way. But we've got to consider the long term, and we've got to, as corporations also, remember that we're Americans too.
Do you think free trade is really our biggest problem?
I saw again and again and again living in Asia, Michael, that it's only free coming this way. There's no such thing as free trade trying to ship to Asia. Just try to ship any product to China or Korea or these other countries. It's very, very difficult. The costs go way up. They use all sorts of informal methods to protect their markets. China, for example, their currency is 40% weaker than it should be. And they use that to protect their industries. They're not stupid. Korea, if you buy a foreign car in Korea, Korea's IRS will audit you almost certainly. They use methods like that to protect their own industries, and we need to get smart about it here too. Everyone else already has informal tariffs. We've got to understand that and react to it. And I'm not saying we ban trade. I'm just saying have fair trade. If we had a level playing field on these issues like the currency, on worker safety, and on environmental controls, then I've seen the numbers, and I think we can make up for it to about $30 an hour for manufacturing wages, including benefits. There really is no such thing as free trade presently. We need to understand that other countries are not playing by the same rules that we think we are. And sure, we close some factories, but we export some more grain. But that doesn't really create more jobs that have a lot of value.
All right. So tell us what would bring manufacturing back to America.
We've got to update the tax code to encourage manufacturing in the United States. We've got to understand that, you know, if we close a factory and fill it full of lawyers, we're not better off as a nation. These service jobs don't do it all like they're supposed to. Manufacturing has more effect. So we need to focus on it. We need government to be friendly. We need consumers to understand that when they buy American products made here, that they're supporting us rather than support someone else.
Well, come on, realistically, what can the average American do to help American industry? Anything?
Check it out online. You don't need to buy whatever Megamart is serving up to people. There's a lot of really cool choices out there. Or try independent stores in your community, and you'll find a lot of American-made products are still available.
Well, after your research, do you feel encouraged or discouraged about the American economic future?
Michael, I'm not going to lie to you. The future is grim, and we have not addressed it yet. We need Washington to turn it around. We need corporations to turn it around, and we need businesses to turn it around. But I am saying that I do see hope, because there's hundreds of small manufacturers that I work with that I have listed on my website at madeinusaforever.com that still make awesome products here and are small, family-owned, would never lay off their workers just to support China.
Well, anyway, Todd Lipscomb, thanks for being with us on The Savage Nation.
Michael, it's been great to be here today. Again, thank you. Please check out American products on madeinusaforever.com. My book, Remade in the USA, is available everywhere. We are on Facebook and Twitter, too. Thanks again.
I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Savage.
I'd be dead by now. I mean, I don't know how to put this. This is such a hard thing to say. I never thought it'd come out of me, but I never thought I'd live this long. Because I come from a short-lived father and a grandfather, so I always had like this tick-tock over my head, like heart disease, the heart attack, blah. But then I spent years like looking for the reason. It's not like I think I found it, but I did change my lifestyle. Like I didn't smoke two packs of Philip Morris every day unfiltered. I didn't eat flunk, and I need like, you know, fat meat and potatoes, although I'm eating more fat meat and potatoes now because the seafood that I was living on for years is all contaminated by and large. It's a hard thing to admit. I've been taking mega vitamins for 35 years. I mean, I've written many books on it. Many of you know my books going back to the 70s, right? So I'm here now. God knows I'll be here tomorrow, right? But let's say I live another my mother lived to 88, father to 55. I don't know. Let's say I live to 10 more years. Functional, good functional years. I'm coming up with a number. I don't know how long it'll be. 10 more minutes for all I know. But let's say 10 years. I can't just do radio. So I'm saying, what am I going to do with myself, let's say, during the day when I'm preparing the show? And I don't need 10 hours a day to prepare anymore. I write best-selling books, but I still have too much energy. People say, where do you get it from? How do you do it at your age? What my age? I've been this way since I'm 5 years old. And I realized, I told you where I get the magic power from. I told you it's from my deceased brother, Jerome, my silent brother, Jerome. He never talked. He never walked. He was allegedly blind. I told you he was sent away, you know, at a home at five. It killed me. It ripped a piece of my guts out. And he died after 20 years in a home in a horrible, oh, God, in like a public, Wiltwyck on Staten Island. Don't ask. My mother, poor mother, she's in heaven. What she had to go through every week to go visit him. She'd come back drained and couldn't talk for 2 days. So the influence of my silent brother on me, I think, is what motivates me to a great extent. Because I dreamed of him last week. I was going through a very bad, like, down, like, night or day. Do you ever have one of those? I have them all the time, up and down, up and down. It's the way I am. It's human beings are like that. The doctors would have you believe you're sick and need a medication in order to drug the human condition. No, thank you very much. I'd rather struggle with life rather than let you turn me into another a Democrat, you know, who gets up there with the Sieg Heil crowd and thinks if only there was a Obamacare for everybody, the world would be perfect. And I dreamed of my brother out of nowhere. He came to me and talked to me from the next world. Well, that unto itself is suspect, is it not? Anyway, what I'm getting at is, so what do I do with the rest of my life, with the spare time? I'm not going to open a restaurant. I have friends in the restaurant business. It's a grueling, horrendous, difficult life. You ask anyone who owns even a successful restaurant, I'm not talking about a greasy spoon. I mean really good places, and I see how hard it is. First of all, everyone will rob you blind if you blink an eye. That's A. Unless you're in there 20 hours a day. The minute I don't care if it's credit card. I don't care what. They're going to walk out with a bottle of wine, a bottle of scotch, or money. That's all. That's number one. So you got to be there. And then you have to be there to watch the food. You got to make. You realize a restaurant is only one meal away from a disaster? I thought about that. We in talk radio live on a tightrope. We're only one sentence or one word away from a total meltdown. But in a restaurant, you're only one meal away from it, too. You can serve a contaminated. What if you serve a contaminated Portuguese cucumber? Bing, you're out of business. Right? The next thing you know, all of the lawyer, all the relatives of Soros who weren't as smart, who became lawyers or dentists, they're in the restaurant. The dentist eats, gets sick, and then he goes to his brother, who's the lawyer, and sues you. So terrible business, so rule that out. Bar, no, I don't want to be a bartender. And a cafe, what, are you kidding me? I don't know why people go in these businesses, so that's not for me. So I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Cars? I love cars. I love boats. But I don't want to sell them necessarily. I couldn't. What if I sold private jets for fun? I know a lot about them. I love them. I mean, even on the ground, I like private jets. I could probably be a good private jet salesman. But I don't know if I can go from talk radio into private yacht sales and jet sales. That might be fun. But I don't travel. That's the problem. I'd have to sell them out of my living room. So the only way, because I don't like to go anywhere. I like to basically do my radio show from my houses, too. So, in other words, if I wanted to sell a, let's say I wanted to sell the new G, I think it's the G550. I don't even know the latest one. I think they're coming up with the G600 now. I don't even know. It's competing with this one, that one, or that, or Global Express. I'd have to sell it by the model in my living room. But I'll bet you I could sell them in model and then send you down to the airport to look at the real one. Same with ships. I could sell ships. I've always been interested in not in yachts, but in ships. I have a nice-sized 40-ton yacht that I drive myself with a bow and stern thruster. I've learned that I can run this boat myself. Captain Mike and the dog, that's all we need. There's just something about the bay with the boat with no one on it. I mean, if I talk for a living, right, I don't really want anyone on the boat. Then I have to listen to them. I go insane listening to anybody on a boat. What am I on a boat for, listening to someone? You can go crazy when they're coming in your right ear and you're trying to dodge people on parasails and kayakers and schmucks cutting off boats. You got to focus on the water. So I can listen. Yak. People think they go on a boat. They have to get verbal diarrhea. All they want to do, yak. What are they going on a boat for? They could stay home on a telephone, you know, on like a party line, like, hello, Mrs. Goldberg. So I go out alone with the dog. You know why? Because I like to look at the baby seals every year they come up. I know the coves they come up in. I probably know the bay as well as anyone in the whole world, by the way. I don't think there's a cove in the San Francisco Bay I haven't been in. I'd say from the Bay Bridge forward all the way, I know the Bay Area very well. I've been boating in it for so long. There's people who must know it better than I'll admit that, but I know it very well. You know that my new novel's coming out in September from St. Martin's called Abuse of Power. It's a novel, and it's a thriller. It's an amazing book because a lot of it is set in San Francisco Bay. The guy is a journalist who loses his national career because he's smeared by a group that is somewhat like a group you might know of. They smear him by taking his words out of context, and he winds up working for a local station only. But a lot of the book is set on San Francisco Bay and some islands that you may not have heard of. You're not going to believe this movie when it comes out. I know this movie's going to be turned. And book's going to be a movie. I'm so excited by it. So she said, Mike, why don't you stick to what you do? Do talk radio because it's all you're good at and you're great at it. Or keep writing those books, Mike. Don't diminish yourself by, you know, doing anything. So what I'm getting at is one of the things I thought of doing is becoming a life coach. Then I said, oh, that's interesting. But then here's the problem. See, everything has a problem attached to it. I reached a point in life where everything has a negative to it. Nothing on earth is clean. Let's say I do the life coach thing, okay? So you want to do it in person because in the radio you don't meet any people, right? You're on the radio. You're in a studio, so you want people contact, right? People. It's like, let's say a big entertainer wants to do a live performance in a small club. That's well known because they need the contact with the people. Like Al Pacino would go from doing a movie to doing a live theater show in the Village. Why? He needs the crowd. He needs not the smell of the grease paint, but the smell of the enter with the perfume, I guess. I don't know, whatever it is. Whatever floats is his macaroni, okay? So I want the people contact, right? So I do the life coach things and what. Now I'm going to have them come to an office and fetch to me about what's wrong and I should tell them what to do. Okay, how do I protect myself from a yenta setting me up saying I did something inappropriate? I don't want anyone around me. All right, so you say, well, okay, Mike, you're so good at it. People would like your advice. Do it on the telephone. Then I'm back where I am. I'm on the radio again. I don't want to do it disconnected from people. I don't know how anybody in the healing professions today has a practice without fear of some moron saying that he did something to her. I guess you have to have a nurse in the room with you, right? But you can't do that if you're doing coaching. How does a psychiatrist do it? How does a psychiatrist sit in the room with a woman today without fearing she's going to go out and say to somebody, oh, in the middle of it, he touched me? I don't understand this, the world we live in. Look at the calls I'm getting telling me what to do. I should grow celery seed extract? That's what I should do with a living? All right, tell you what, you'll be my life coach. How's that? Tell Michael Savage what he should do with the rest of his life in addition to 1-800-449-8255. It has to be on a classy level. Don't make recommendations like to give me a job where I need a, you know, like I talked about, okay? Don't recommend I do something that I need a name tag, a hairnet, or a funny hat, in essence, or something on that level. I'm not looking for that kind of level of living or income. I'm not doing it for the money either. Remember that. I mean, of course I'll charge for whatever I do, but I'm not doing it for that reason. In the sense that I'm not a big spender. I don't wear jewelry. I don't need anything anymore. I don't want anything. So I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it for the involvement with people and doing something of use to people and getting the feedback of being of use to people. You follow what I'm saying? Sacramento, Jeremy, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, Dr. Savage, I was wondering, a few months ago you had mentioned that you looked on eBay and you seen that your health book was going for like $200, and you said you were going to republish it so no one could make money off you. And I was just wondering when you were going to...
I actually did republish Healing Children Naturally. It's on my website for $20 or so. People were selling used copies for up to $200. Of that book. Now, you could buy it in a reprint edition of my own book there. People love that book. They keep buying it. It's an eternal classic. But I've written other books over the years that I'm thinking of redoing, and I don't even want to go through them. I wrote books in the 70s that were 20 years ahead of their time. You know that I wrote books reducing the risk of Alzheimer's that should have won Nobel Prizes? I wrote books in the 70s with some anti-aging concepts in them that are currently fashionable in the medical profession today, but you wouldn't think that anybody would notice, would you? I notice. All that matters is that I know. Jay and Reno, go ahead. You're up on the Savage Nation.
Savage, you need to start a company being a political consultant with your...
You know, I've thought about that as well, because I'm probably as good. I would be as good at it as anybody. But I'm going to tell you something else. I've tried to advise people, because I know more about the heartbeat of America than any consultant in this country. I don't care what data they use. My microphone and my ears are the best data you could ever buy. And I know better what politicians should say, not say, and how to appeal to the people. They wouldn't listen to me. They'd go and buy some hack who worked for the opposition a week before. Many of them are kind of idiotic. I got to tell you, Jay, many of the people in politics are rather stupid. I must tell you, they're not that clever.
Savage.